The Summer Day by Mary Oliver. From New and Selected Poems, Volume 1, published in 1992. I'm going to do my best to read it to you without choking up. If you know, you know. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean. The one who has flung herself out of the grass, the one who is eating sugar out of my hand, who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who is grazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearm and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I have been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Woo, I can't believe I made it through that one without fully crying. I love that poem, and if you have read that poem before, chances are you love it too. It's one of Mary Oliver's finest, and the last few lines are tattooed on many a person's heart, I think myself included in that cohort. Back on my praying bullshit, back on my paying attention bullshit. I don't know what I'm going to do with this one wild and precious life today, but whatever I do with it, I'm going to do it with mindfulness. I hate saying that word. It's so... There's this great book called McMindfulness. If you have any interest in mindfulness and Buddhism, I recommend reading it. It's a great little pop culture sociology read. But whenever I say mindfulness, I feel like I'm perpetuating this like capitalist idea of what mindfulness is. And that's not really what I want, and that's not really what I'm doing. When I say mindfulness, I mean being conscientious and conscious with how I'm choosing to use my time. And that really did start first thing this morning after I meditated. I remembered that I did not water the plants last night. And so instead of doing my usual morning stuff, I went out and tended to the plants right away and felt terrible when I saw how dry and crispy their leaves were. Hopefully I can bring them back to life. Remains to be seen as of right now. Hopefully I didn't cut short their one wild and precious life. Yeesh, that would not be good. That would not be good. The cicadas are going in the background, the birds are chirping, and it's a high UV index day, so put on your sunscreen, drink your water. Be kind to yourselves, please. Be kind to yourselves, especially with all of the wild news happening all the time. And be kind to each other because you never know how things are landing for other people. What might be good news to you could be really rough for other people to hear on their bad days. That doesn't mean to dull yourself down. Just be mindful, be kind. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes. I was about to say ear holes. Thanks for letting me into your ear holes for another Monday morning. And I love you all so much. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.